well as
that would be good, or send a rep.
You have to use the bathroom.
Want to call to order the.
And turn on my microphone. The Tuesday, June 5th meeting of the Police Judicial and Legal Committee of Mount Pleasant Town Council. I want to thank everybody for being here on this summer day. Item number one is approval of the minutes of the April 3rd, 2018 meeting.
So moved.
Do we have a motion?
Second.
Do we have a second? Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
The minutes are approved. Item number two is public comments. Anyone here from the public who wishes to comment? Well, dull bunch. Okay. All right. Number three, employee years of service recognition. Mr. DeMura.
Yes, sir. Well, we have several. I believe there is one that you may be interested in.
Yes.
Sir?
Yes. Am I? Do I do the whole soliloquy?
It's up to you. I'm happy to do it as well.
Let's do it together.
Oh, great.
All right.
All right. This is Christine Barrett.
Knowing how you love being in the public eye.
No, I just love it.
Christine has, well, you and Eric both have the most difficult job. Y'all work with the nine of us on a day-to-day basis, and you're sane somehow. I don't know how that works. But Christine has been here for 10 years, and she works for the mayor's office, and she works with the council and keeps us going and keeps our committees, not our committees, but our council meeting agendas and everything going, and our events, books us reservations when we travel, imagine that, and all of those things. And that's 10 years of hazardous duty. So thank you very much.
There's your pen.
And I just want to add that personally, she's very encouraging when you come in every day. She always wants to know how you're doing, how my family, how my dogs are. And she's just a very cheerful person and a great presence to have around. So thank you very much.
I'd be happy to. Christine, 10 years. Gosh, sometimes I can't imagine it's been 10 years, but it has. Christine, many of you know who work with her, is a joy to be around. She's dependable. She's very competent. She keeps us all straight, which is very, very hard to do. And she's just a valuable part of our management team, doesn't let us fail, and is just a wonderful, wonderful person to be around. However, every rose does have its thorn. And so Christine's thorn is that she just so happens to be, good grief, a Philadelphia Eagles fan.
Boo.
But in any event, that's right. Honestly, we're lucky to have her, and congratulations on 10 years.
So.
Oh, we'll come around.
All right. And
happy hour in the executive wing. After this.
Yeah, that's it. And Mayor, we have Deputy Chief Stan Gregg here for years of service. Deputy Chief?
Right here, good?
Mm-hmm.
Can everybody hear me?
Wherever you like.
Sure.
We're recognizing one of our very, very valuable department members for 5 years of service. Started out as a patrol officer. If you've been to any of our national night out or any of our community events, you might have seen him dancing once or twice. He's very, very, very involved with our community, especially our youth in our community. He's on bike patrol, and when we made the recent reorganization and put officers in each one of our schools, he is now a very vital member out at Oceanside Academy. And for some reason, they like him a lot. But want to recognize him for his 5 years of very, very, very valuable service.
Fantastic.
Thanks, Brad.
Ms. Lavisa?
Good morning. It's my pleasure this morning to recognize Steve Kale for 10 years of service. Steve is our court clerk, and that means that he is in every court session that takes place with the judges. The majority of his day is taken up in court, but with his other responsibilities that he also has to do, Steve is very dedicated, very conscientious. If he has to come in early, if he has to stay late, coming on the weekends, whatever it takes for him to do his job, finish his other responsibilities that's assigned to him when he's not in the courtroom, he's more than willing to do. I will say this. I was very reluctant 10 years ago to hire Steve because we had never had a male in our office. But it was one of the best decisions that I made. There have been no regrets, Steve, because he's a fine asset to the court and to the town. So thank you for your dedication.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I'd like to say I've known Steve since, I guess, first or second grade. And I remember when he worked on the waterfront years ago, and when he first started working here, he had a little bit more hair back then. But it's great to see that he's done such a great job here at the town. Grew up right down the street, right down in the Groves.
Day for people working in police, judicial, and legal.
Yes, sir. So,
is there anybody? Is that it?
I think that's all, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Item number 4 is police matters, no agenda items. I want to mention something here. I think during the recent Bridge-Mageddon that our police department just performed admirably is not even a good enough word. And I've been out and about in other places. And it was even said at one point, and you know, no slight on our sister or neighboring cities, but Mount Pleasant at the outset was the only one that really had our stuff together. And Chief, you're here, and I appreciate that. And Chief Ritchie is not here today. I hope he's getting some well-deserved rest. But Eric, I think you'll agree that our police department just handled it just extremely well. I couldn't be more proud. So let's acknowledge that. Thank you, Stan.
Mayor, if I may, when the extra lane was being put in on the Ravenel Bridge going to 26 and the cones were being put out, I was getting phone calls and they were saying, that's Deputy Chief Stan Gregg out there putting cones down, standing in the middle of it all. And then someone was coming back into Mount Pleasant, and there you were again, standing out in the middle of things and directing this and directing that. And I just thought it showed a lot to have someone
on the Charleston side of the bridge.
That's right. Out there doing that hands-on, leading the troops, and it was great to see.
Yeah, so. It was. It was great. It was also funny, the Thursday that they had the big press conference up in North Charleston about the Wando Bridge was going to reopen. No sooner did we finish the briefing, the press conference, got home through North Charleston traffic, sat down and got a message from Chief Ritchie, you aren't going to believe this, the Ben Sawyer Bridge is malfunctioning. And I'd about had it by that point, but that was one of the funniest texts I've ever gotten. So we just want to thank you all publicly for that. Judicial matters, item number 5, reappointment of municipal judges.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. 3 of our judges are up for reappointment, and that's Judge Michelle, Judge Hesse, and Judge Tanya Stobbs. I think they have all submitted their letters asking to be reappointed, and that's what we would like for a committee to approve.
And for the record, we have 3 applicants for 3 positions, and so it will be up to this committee to discuss and take action. Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. You know, I've previously served on the Police Legal Judicial Committee years ago. I think this is one of the only ones that we really don't have an evaluation for. I think they write us a letter and we approve them or disapprove them and we move on. But I haven't, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, we've never had any kind of evaluation criteria for our judges. And so I think, you know, I don't have any issue right now, but I think moving forward from today, I would like to see us have maybe a committee appointed. I was thinking maybe having the police, someone from the police, prosecutor's office, planning department, who also can write tickets, the courts, and whoever else, you know, we think should be on that committee, come together and give us an evaluation form or some evaluation recommendations so that we have something to look at. Because, you know, of course, we evaluate our administrator, we evaluate our police chiefs, our fire chiefs, everybody else. But I think this is the only one that we really don't have any evaluations for. And I think it's important for us to see, you know, how they go. I mean, great, we don't hear any complaints or anything like that, but I think it's better that we do have an evaluation. And then you could look at maybe how many cases they've had, how many have been found guilty, how many have been deferred, how many, those could be some of the criteria that we're using. But I think it's important that we have some type of committee that does those evaluations. And I think it should be the folks who work with the courts day to day that can either be on that committee or can give us some information that we can look at and see how things are going.
Committee? Yes. No, you have the floor.
And Gary, I appreciate that, but I have to disagree. I think judicial independence, you know, if there's just the slightest hint of we're telling the judges, you know, you let too many go, or maybe you convicted too many, you're a hanging judge, those type things, and that's why the Supreme Court is totally independent, and they're appointed for life. Of course, we're not appointing anyone for life, but I think they're, if a judge is not doing their jobs, we'll hear about it. And I think having them evaluated, you know, I don't know how you'd find criteria for that. And it would look like, you know, we used to call it command influence. And with judges, we just don't need to do that.
I'm just saying they're evaluated by the committee, not by counsel. And the evaluations would come to us. We wouldn't do the evaluation. I'm just saying everybody else is evaluated. I don't know why one segment is not, and I don't think it would hurt anything. How would it hurt anything?
Because it's judicial, I think, and I don't know how they're evaluated, like at the state level or whatever. But we could ask. But I'd like to ask Ms. Whitley, being the only lawyer up here.
You know, I think that there can be some criteria, things like, are they showing up at their job on time? Are they doing their job? That kind of thing. That is kind of like, I don't think that judging them based on how many they convict or how many they let go.
No, like, I'm not saying that. Okay. I was just throwing that out there. I'm not hung on that. I just was throwing out something.
But I think that the question of whether or not they're performing their job is to the satisfaction of the town is something that we could ask. And I think that you basically just said there's been no problems, there's been no issues, and I don't know that there needs to be a formal evaluation or if the formal evaluation could be something as basic as, are they showing up at the job, are they doing their job, and are we as a town satisfied with their performance, and that could come from the people managing the courts.
I'm good with that.
How long are the appointments for, again, for the record?
2 years.
Every 2 years, because it seems like, yeah, it seems like this is the second time I've seen the same names and everything.
We have three that are up in July for reappointment, or now for reappointment, and then we have two in December. The reason for that is because of the way it fell. We had one judge that left, and back when we had the cap, we lost two judges, two very experienced judges at one time. That's why we have three in July and two in December.
And are these vacancies publicized so that there's opportunities for others to apply?
No, no. Ma'am, they're not.
Yeah, that's, goodness. I want to say we're in 2018. It was about 8 years ago that the selection process changed from caps and an open process to allowing current judges that were performing to be able to reapply and be selected.
Indefinitely.
Yes, unless council said no and decided to seek applicants.
And are these part-time positions?
Yes.
Don't leave me hanging.
I think that's interesting. I mean, it favors whoever's already there, and I wasn't here when those people were actually chosen. I'm when you say caps, what do you mean? When there were caps on how many terms you could serve?
Yes, ma'am.
I see.
That's correct.
And I understand there being no caps, like allowing people who have the experience to serve long term and to continue to serve. But I don't understand why it wouldn't be an open process. I mean, there's other attorneys out there that could potentially do a good job or have an opportunity to apply for this rather than have it be a foregone conclusion that until the judge chooses to leave. And like what Gary was saying with no evaluation, we have the same people indefinitely until they choose to leave, and then it becomes an open. I mean, I think I would be in favor of it being publicized that these opportunities are out there. And of course, it favors the incumbent, I think, as always. But I still think that it should be an open process. That's my opinion.
Did y'all have a comment? Can we get some information on what the reason was why it became less of a public process?
Sure.
Just a little background on that. I think we'd all like to know why it's maybe not as public as it once was. That we have either vacancies or are we calling a vacancy when there is no one in that seat, or are we calling a vacancy when someone's term comes up and they have to be reappointed to fill it?
When there's no one in that
seat. When there's no one there.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
As opposed to a reappointment when someone's there.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, it changed. It was political, basically. I was here when all that happened, and I won't go into any details, but that's what happened.
Because that might be part of the, that might be one aspect of what you're talking about.
I think she hit the nail on the head. I don't say it as eloquently as she does, but that's just what I'm kind of talking about, that kind of thing.
Right, okay. Let's get some background on that. Let's take a look at that at our next committee meeting as well. That would be good.
But in the meantime, I think that we should, when is their position up? Do we need to reappoint this meeting?
Yes, ma'am, and they would be sworn in at the July council meeting.
Okay. All right, is there any?
I'll make a motion. We approve the three judges that have sent a letter in for reappointment.
We have a motion, we have a second. Any discussion or any comments? Any comments? No? All right, we have a motion to appoint the three applicants for reappointment to the position of municipal judges. We have a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. So please inform them they have been reappointed.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Item number six was done at the request of one of our council members and a committee chairman because it was affecting his committee and somewhat, but he's not able to be here and has asked that we defer this. And since it was put on here, to help a fellow council member in their duties as a committee chairman, I would ask for a motion that we defer item six for
so moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor of deferral signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. The motion is the item is deferred. Item seven is to adjourn. Is there nothing else for this committee? We will stand adjourned.
Thank you.